Thank the Lord for letting us be back in his house again tonight. I appreciate his mercy and his grace. We're glad to have everyone that's here. Appreciate you being here. To every visitor especially, we want to thank God for you. Thank God for the two that he saved this morning. And we heard that there was two that was saved up at Athens this morning in their homecoming service. We're sure blessed by that. I like to hear about people getting saved. I like to be there and see them and hear them, but I like to just hear the news. That still blesses me, and I thank the Lord. I have a verse I'd like to share that's in the fifth chapter of the book of 1 John. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Stand with me for a moment, we'll pray. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for giving us victory in Jesus. God, thank you for letting us come back to your house tonight. God, thank you for the meeting this morning. God, we thank you for your blessings and your mercy and your grace. God, we pray for this service tonight. Help us, God, and help us to just get in the center of your will and be where you'd have us to be. And God, just bless us according to the need and your will. We ask you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 30.
Save from heartache, pain, and care.
Page 62.
Thank you. Truly thankful to be here this evening. I'm thankful for our choir singing. I'm thankful for our church. Thankful for the church service we had this morning. I might be a little biased, but I'm especially thankful for the two young ones we had singing up in the choir this evening. Really just blessed my heart. And then I looked out over the crowd, and I could hear all the babies on this side and on that side, and it just overwhelmed me and filled my cup up. You know, there's some churches nowadays will send them kids out. Cooper and I were watching a video, and there's a preacher who got up and said, if your kid's crying or your kid's whining or talking, to get them out of here. I've been working all week on my sermon. I don't want to hear your kids, and they're distracting me. That's not what I'm here for. Well, I'm here to tell you, he's got it all wrong. I'm thankful our church welcomes little children in here, because that's what the Bible tells us to do, not to forsake our children. I'm thankful for that, and that's why my children have been asking questions, and it's because this church has been a village for them and helped raise them and show them the right way. I'm thankful for that. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. It's all over the house. Lots to pray for this evening. Anyone have a spoken prayer request?
Yeah. I have some personal burdens for some folks, and I believe the whole church does. Let's just really keep taking those folks to the Lord that needs to move, and let's keep asking and begging God on their behalf.
Amen. Absolutely. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Let's keep praying for our people tonight. Anybody else? Yeah, it's good. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Yeah. Yep. Remember all the kids going back to school. Appreciated the church praying for them this morning and continuing to pray for them. Really meant a lot to me. Yeah. Remember Sue Richards.
Jeremy, remember Murphy and Betty Buell's family? We were at that funeral Wednesday, and there's a lot of spiritual needs there. There's a lot of my family that aren't living the way they need to, and there's some that are lost, and some of their family that's never proclaimed to be saved. So just remember that family.
Yeah, really remember that church. Yeah, remember Ken and Betty Hoskins. Like you remember me, I'm going to be traveling for a few weeks on and off again for work. Just remember me. Remember Cassandra. She's going to be at home with four crazy boys. Anybody else this evening before we go to the Lord in prayer? Remember that. Yeah, just remember that. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Dave Jordan to lead us in prayer. Thank you. Like I said, it's good to be here. I appreciate those choir songs. We sang that one, it says it won't be long. And I just thought about somebody who is of the world and really don't know what it is we're talking about. They might think we're crazy singing about it won't be long. But I'm not excited to leave this world quite yet. I'd like to stay around as long as God would let me, but I'm excited to get to heaven. It's going to be better than I could ever imagine. I'm really thankful and excited for this church service, and I'm really praying for it. But I'd ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart, just follow the Lord. Pray for it. Let's pray for it.
The preachers are weary, the singers are tired. The church as we know it is losing its fire. and some are discouraged from bearing the load. But we must determine to keep pressing on, and if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile, a lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers, keep preaching, and singers, go sing. The lame man, keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels are gathering, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing over just one more soul. And if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul.
Amen. Thankful for those songs. I really enjoyed Emily and Eric's song, The Goodness of God. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning, talking about how good God is and how sometimes when I get in the world and I start thinking about myself, I'll trade the goodness of God for some things sometimes. And I wish I didn't, but I do. Sometimes I trade it for a little sleep. Sometimes I'll trade it for what my friends have to offer. Or sometimes I'll trade it just because I don't feel like working that day. But when I get down to it and I'm able to get myself out of the way, there's nothing I really would like to change than the sweet peace and joy that comes from the Lord. But it's good to be here tonight. I appreciate those songs. Anything else before we turn over to our pastor? Let's pray for him.
John tells of a city that he saw coming down, where no pain or death will be known. And someday we will go there.
forever live in that heavenly home. I can almost see the lights of that city. I can see them gathering all around that great white throne. Through faith in my Savior and His wonderful love, well, I can almost see the lights of home. Sometimes I am burdened and my cross seems hard to bear, and old Satan, he tries to dim my view, but I just look up to Jesus. He is standing close by, and once again His great light shines through. I can almost see the lights of that city. I can see them gathering all around that great white throne. Through faith in my Savior and His wonderful love, well, I can almost see the lights of
home. Appreciate that song. I'll ask one more time, does anybody have anything on your heart before we turn over to our pastor? If not, just really keep praying, church.
Amen. Sure is good to be here. Thank the Lord for being here and what we've felt already. Thank the Lord for every person that's here tonight. Just keep praying, and I'm going to look to these preachers now. I appreciate our preachers. We've got a bunch of good preachers, and I thank God for them. And everyone we got's good. That's amazing. And whichever one of you feel like preaching, just come ahead. Any one of you is welcome. I just got one like that, but there's a whole bunch that ain't shook yet. No, yet I hope you don't all. Whoever feels like coming, come on. Everybody's blessed. Anybody? Well, I'm thinking it might be you. Let's pray for him.
Certainly desire your prayers. As Jeremy was opening up, he's talking about the little children, and I'm so thankful for the children in the church. As parents, my wife more so than me, because she took care of them, but she got aggravated a lot of times because they'd squeal out, "I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're there." Because they need to hear about Jesus. And you just never know when they're listening and they're paying attention. They want to know what's going on. Why is mom and dad, why is grandpa, their friends, why are they so happy? Why are they so excited? That got my attention. When I'm going to take my time, but when I was just a young man, maybe 12 years old or so, I started looking for the Lord, and I didn't know how to find him. And you wouldn't think that somebody that wasn't raised up in church would look for God in that manner, but I wanted to know. And it took me a while because I had a lot of things put in my head that wasn't right. You know, let me just give you an example. I went to this one place and they said, "You just come in here," and we prayed with me and said, "Recite this prayer and sign this paper and you're all right." If I was all right, I sure didn't feel it. You know, I kind of accepted it when they told me, but it didn't feel that emptiness down on the inside of me. Let God fill the emptiness of your life. Young people, as well as old people, my daughter told me there was a man at Athens that was 85 years old got saved today. What a miracle. But no greater miracle than when I was about 14, 15, God wrenched my heart and cleansed me and made me whole. What a Savior I serve today that's able to see me just as I am and know how I treat him hereafter, after I get saved. He loved us. He loves us tonight. I'm gonna read here just a little bit. And I was thinking about it. Jesus was talking to his disciples. He was telling them some things, and he went on. I'm gonna get down to the part where he was talking to them first about adultery and these sort of things. I'm in Matthew in the 19th chapter, if you want to read with us. But he was talking to them about adultery and marriage, and they were kind of concerned and worried, as we get concerned and worried about things, why they happen certain ways, and we don't understand everything. And the disciples ask him, says, "Well, you know, we're given a bill of divorcement," and he says, "Well, you know, that was given by Moses. It wasn't given by God." So, you know, he explained it well to them, but he went on and talked to them, and there were some children that came into him, and that's where Jeremy, when he was opening up, he was talking about them children. And these scriptures were on my mind, and he says in the 14th verse, says, or maybe the 13th verse, "There were brought into him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them." That's the ones who was walking with Jesus. They rebuked him and says, "They're not ready, so many words," or whatever, you know. But Jesus said, "Suffer little children and forbid them to come unto me." Excuse me, let me start that over. "But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt not do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. I'm going to stop right there, and if I need to, I'll read some more, but it seemed like it was a lot of reading. But as I begin to think about these little children, they come before Jesus, they were innocent, as I was. I was innocent when I come into the house of the Lord, and the church treated me as an honored guest. You may be the deacon's sons, the deacon's daughters, or the pastor's whatever. And you may think that everything is just A-okay. But nothing is okay until Jesus says it's okay. These young men, young people here, men and women, we all need to have the same salvation experience. The scripture said there's none good, no, not one, save Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the only one that could keep all the laws to a jot and a tittle. All men through the Bible, you can read how that they tried their very best, but they failed. The scriptures talk about statutes, commandments, laws, all kinds of different things that they're named. And we have laws and statutes that are in our churches and in the world today, and we just can't measure up to all them. A lot of them I want to be changed a little bit for me. Ask my wife, even coming to church tonight, there's somebody driving along about 50 miles an hour, and I'm saying I'm going to be late for church. I'm frustrated. I've got I want to get going. So I zoom around. She says, you need to slow down. So we need to obey the laws of the land. I'm not telling you to not obey the laws of the land. But sometimes I want them changed for me. I want everything to be my way. I wanted to get saved by the grace of God. Where I'm going is I wanted to get saved, but I wanted to get saved my way. I knew as a young man that you'd be able to talk to God somehow. There is a God that's in heaven, and he knows, the scripture says in Isaiah, it says he knows our frame. He knows how we're made because he made us. He put something inside of me that, a place inside of me that I don't understand, but I felt it go empty one day. That's the only way I know how to put it. I just felt it go empty one day, and I needed a ploy to fill that back up. These children, I believe that Jesus looked out and he seen them and seen that they had a need in their life for him. They didn't realize it maybe yet, and maybe even the disciples didn't realize that they had a need yet. It's none of my business about anybody where they're at with God. My business is to tell you what God tells me to tell you. Ye must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Yeah. There's something that happens spiritually to each and every one of us. When you come to that state of accountability in your life, not no age, but the state of accountability, we come to that state of accountability in our life, we realize that there's something not there. Yeah. And we can't connect with God. We can't be satisfied, not even in this life, let alone the world to come. Yeah. I'm satisfied right now to know that I'm a saved individual and I get to go to heaven one day after a while because that I kept searching. Keep searching with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you'll find Jesus if you really want him. How do I know this? It's because that I tried it many times. emotions will get you mixed up. Yeah. Emotions will get you confused. Don't get tied up just in emotions, because God's not just in emotions.
Yeah.
Let me just explain myself. As I was thinking about service this morning, I was thinking about these scriptures and thinking about God, what do they need? That they need more than just this emotion that we feel. It feels good to be saved. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I get carried away with the Lord. But sometimes there's no emotion, and I can feel God bubbling up on the inside anyways. Look for more than just an emotion, but look for God's conviction of the heart. When he comes in and he says, you're saved, you're lost, you need to be saved by the grace of God. Only Jesus can do this. The disciples, they couldn't see the need of the children. My friend, today, if you're here and you're lost, whether you be young or whether you be old, I cannot see your need. You may tell me, I need to be saved. You may tell me, I need to rededicate with God. But you know what? I cannot see it. But God can. God seen me when I was just a young boy, and he cried out to me. Through him by the gospel, he pricked my heart. And I come to a place where it got to be more than emotion. And I come to the church, and I would get down and I would pray. And I was honest with all of my heart, and I'd pray with everything that I had. And just seemed like that I just kept coming up empty. And I didn't know what to say to nobody. I didn't know how to put the words out to people where they could understand. But one day, as I sat back on the back seat of Pleasant View Missionary Baptist Church, God reached out through the gospel.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who the preacher was, but he was standing in the choir. And I'm pretty sure that I know who he was, but it doesn't really matter anyways. But he preached, Jesus, 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 ye must be born again, that Jesus died on Calvary. He rose the third and appointed morning. Hey, praise the Lord. He reached into my heart and he said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. I was weak that day, weaker than I'd ever been in my life. You know what happened? I held on to that bench just as hard as I could. I'd never felt that before. It's never been like that before. You know what the Bible says? Nicodemus says, never a man spake like this man. Jesus speaks unlike Brother Terry. Jesus speaks unlike Brother Cooper and all these other preachers at church tonight. He speaks differently than what I do. Listen for that small, still voice as he says, come and be saved by the grace of God. He can do the work for you. See, you can't get saved on your own. You can't do it. We had in Sunday school, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. But yet, after you get saved, we have to do works. It's important for us to stand for God. It's important for us to exercise our faith. It's important for us to sing. Preach whatever God's given you to do. It's important for you to do. If you're just to take care of somebody's baby. Yeah. There's big jobs in the house of the Lord. Taking care of them little ones is important. Because one day they're going to see that love. And they're going to say, they cared enough for me that they took care of me. I'm glad for the people that took me to the house of the Lord. And they say, come and see what I've got. That's what John and Peter says. Come and see what I've got.
Yeah.
You need to come and see what we've got. It's saved by the grace of God, that you can have Jesus into your soul. It's not just the little children.
Right.
It's everybody. He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. Praise his holy name. Anybody can be saved.
Amen.
Even me. Even me. I feel so amazing, blessed that God spoke to me.
I didn't deserve it. If I'd have got what I deserved, I'd have got hell. And I think that we all could say that. If we'd have got what we deserved. But God seen me out there. And he seen that I would give him praise and glory. Because when I would come with my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I would pour it out to him. Yeah. And that's what I done. When I poured it out to him, he saved me. And I've been saved ever since. Been saved ever since. Oh, he's a wonderful Savior. There's a lot of laws and restrictions throughout this land. Don't get tied up into them. Don't get worked up with all these things. But look to the simple thing. That you must be born again. That you must be saved, be regenerated, be changed. Ever how that you want to put it, we've got to have Jesus.
Amen.
I worked with a fella. And I'll stop with this, I think. I worked with a fella. He was a Nazarene. And I know there's a lot of rules and stuff, but anyways, he had some different doctrine than I had. But he had something just exactly like I had. And that's what we would talk about. We'd talk about Jesus. We'd talk about the Holy Spirit as it began to move on us. We'd look into the scriptures together sometimes at work. We'd look into the scriptures and we would find that Jesus was there and I could feel the Spirit in him and he felt the Spirit in me. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Amen, it's possible.
Yeah.
We just need to get saved and let God take care of the rest.
Amen.
Get saved. Are you saved tonight? Do you know Jesus like I know Jesus? I'm telling you what, you can know him as your personal Savior. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll go with you. In this old evil world, there's a lot of people reaching out and trying to grab you, take you here and there. As we had somebody, Cassandra, asked for prayer this morning for all the kids in school. It's not just the kids, it's us too.
Amen.
There's always something or somebody, try this, try that. I tried Jesus one time.
Yeah.
On my knees, and I cried out, and I said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to get saved. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what it took to be a church member. I didn't know how to read the Bible correctly. Is there a correct way or an incorrect way? You know, I didn't know any of the things. I didn't know how to look at the inside of the Bible and determine any of the things. It was all Greek to me. It was different to me, a different language. But God had a language that he spoke to my heart. Listen for God. And when he says, come, oh, run just as fast as you can and get Jesus in your heart. I remember one time there was a man over to Pleasant View, Brother Ron Garrity. You probably remember him. He come and he just slid to the altar. And he got saved by the grace of God. What a time it was for him. But you know what? What a time it was for me when I got saved. What a time it can be for you tonight if you'll just let Jesus have his way in your life. Oh, he wants to touch you. He wants to do more than just touch you. He wants you to know that he's cleansed you within. He wants you to accept that love and to graft it inside of you and let it be a part of you for the rest of your life, because you're going to need him in eternity. You're going to need him in this life. Praise his holy name. I think that's enough. You care if we get a song? You come up and help us?
Yeah.
If you would.
Amen.
Brother Taylor, get us a song. Well, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, if you're listening for his call, don't listen for my voice, but listen to the voice from heaven as it reaches into your heart and it says, come.
Amen.
Where yet today?
Amen.
Saved? Want to be saved? If you want to be saved, I tell you what, there's no better place than this.
Amen.
Right here. God wants to save you and the church wants to see you saved. I want to see that change be made in your life. Would you come tonight? Let's pray for them as they sing. Scripture says, suffer not, you little children, coming to me.
And listen to my story.
Yeah, listen.
How for sin Christ did atone.
Come, come tonight.
How
step out and trust Jesus. I'm so glad that I trusted him. He's the best thing
I've ever.
Somebody come.
Zacchaeus, he said, make haste to come down. You don't have time to waste today. Each day we're getting older. Each day more things are piling up. Come up out of there for me that I might get called. And he says, come unto me, ye little children. He loved me enough that he came for me. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here tonight. I bear hush. Appreciate you, Brother Terry.
You too, brother. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the message. I believe God's moved through that and touched people's hearts, and I believe there's folks needing to come to the altar right now. I'm going to say a few things. I want another song. I appreciate that song, too. I'm glad the stone was rolled away. I'm glad the tomb was empty. Praise the Lord. Think about this tonight. When Jesus said, suffer, which means allow the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Don't get in their way. Don't stop them. Let them, because they need me. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. And I like what Bob said. Little children, middle-aged, old, whatever age you are, come to Jesus. And he commented about the one, or somebody did, about the older gentleman that got saved at Athens this morning. I've seen old people and young people get saved. It's precious either way. But let me speak to you today that are here. If you feel like God's calling you, if you just feel a touch, just a tiny, tiny touch, you need to come. The night I got saved, it didn't seem to me like that the call was quite as powerful as it had been maybe a couple months before that. And the devil said to me, wait till it gets just like it was before. And then God said, I'm calling. You need to come. If you're here tonight and you just feel just a tiny touch, if you know there's a need in there, you know you need to be born again, come and let's pray about it. We're not going to try to pressure you, and God won't pressure you. It's just as free as it can be. Go ahead and sing. Somebody needs to come. Whatever your need is that God's calling, please come. It's up to you. Jesus cared enough about you to die on the cross. Do you care enough about Jesus to come to Him? We should. We should care enough about Jesus to follow Him. We should care enough about Jesus to obey. We should care enough about Jesus to step out and come. Please obey the Lord. If you're here and God's calling, come. If you've got a friend or a loved one close by that you want to come with you, ask them. I think they'll come. I know I would. I have people on my heart I want to see come. If God's calling you, you're the one that needs to come. Come on. Come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the singing. Guess that's as far as I need to go. I've got a great burden, but I don't feel like God's pushing me past that point. Again, I appreciate the songs and I appreciate the preaching and the presence of God and everybody sharing. Got a great crowd. Thank the Lord for you. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to a close? This is the last Sunday night month. We'll have Brotherhood meeting. I'll mention that before we go too far. I don't want to forget that. Out in the fellowship hall, we'll meet out there for a few minutes, God willing. But before we get to that, and we're not in a hurry, before we get to that, anybody else got anything on their hearts you need to say or do? And even though we're not singing an invitation song right now, if God's still speaking to your heart, you're still being invited. We've had people get saved after the last song. We've had people get saved after the dismissal prayer. God's able. If God's speaking to you, if you'll obey Him, you can get what you need. But God's not an intruder. But why, as good as God's been to us, why would it make any sense to tell God no? My excuse was I'm too bashful and I'm too shy. But God said, I can help you with that. God will help you with what you need to do if you'll make an effort to do what God's wanting you to do. Okay. Anything else? Okay, if not, we're going to look to the Lord and we're going to ask one of these brothers to pray a dismissal prayer and also at the same time ask a blessing on the offering. And I think I'll talk to Brother Brent.